Alex did badly at cards, and he owed a dinner to the butcher and a hotel room to the barber, who had a mail-order bride on her way. They ended the game when the men's tug-of-war contest began. He got into line and grabbed a part of the rope before giving the park another once-over. He saw Irene arranging dinners, but he'd lost sight of Maria. Iris and Cody were still dancing, but neither Maria nor her bloodhound follower were in sight. He felt slightly uneasy when the rope pulling began. That's when he spotted Pete pulling a terrified Maria into the woods behind the outhouses. He let go of his rope, letting the five men behind him fall to the ground and ran toward the woods. But before he could reach them, Irene stepped in front of him.
"What's your hurry, Alex?"
"That new server is pulling one of my maids into the woods." Irene laughed.
"He won't hurt her. He just wants a few kisses."
"How would you know?" he growled as he tried getting out of her grasp.
"He's my brother," she said with a grin. "I've brought him here to keep her busy. Since you hired that prim little gal, you haven't been seeing me. I want our time together again."
Alex finally pulled away. "I don't care if the girl is a stranger. No man pulls a woman into the woods with her struggling to get free. Out of my way!" Alex pushed Irene so hard that she fell back against a tree.
"You stupid man!" she hissed.
Alex ran to where he'd seen Maria forced into the woods. Then he heard her scream. He ran in that direction and found the weasel of a waiter with his hand reaching up Maria's leg as she frantically and tearfully tried to push him away. He was already knee-high when Alex grabbed him and punched him so hard that he flew into the air. After Pete got up, Alex charged at him again. Pete put his hands up and said,
"Hey, she was asking for it."
Alex punched him again.
"Yes, because women scream and cry when they're asking for it. You can go back to the hotel, get your belongings, and get out. Go live with your sister who set this all up. If I see you again, I'll make you sorry you ever came to Salina."
Pete scampered off, and Alex ran to Maria, who was shaking and crying. He put his arms around her and squeezed her tightly so she'd know she was safe.
"Maria, Maria, Maria, what will I ever do with you? I can't stand the sight of you with someone else, especially one who treats you so badly. Why did—"
He stopped what he was going to say.
"Why did I work in a horrible place? Because I thought that was my lot in life. I never had parents, a proper upbringing, or a true friend until I met Iris. She taught me about life and God, and I owe her so much."
"I can't marry you, but I want to be your protector for life," he said.